Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Honestly, I think kill Jason because I don't even think he would be good in bed.
What?
Marry Talon, and I guess I would have a wild night with Steven.
Woohoo! Finally! Wow, so him next to Jason, you would go for Steven.
Yeah, he is cute.
Hey everyone, welcome to Mixed Drinks with Millennial TV. We are Adrian, Liz, and Candace, and I know, we said we were taking a hiatus, but we missed you guys way too much, and honestly, we missed each other way too much. So we're posting a special episode. We all brought one thing to talk about today, so it'll kind of be a surprise what we talk about, so I hope you enjoy. Oh, and the mixed drinks part. We each brought a fun alcoholic drink, so if you're listening, grab something to drink along with us. Could be a water, a green juice, a tea, whatever. We're recording on a Friday night, so we all grabbed something different today. I am drinking a passion fruit seltzer from the brand Truly.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen this before?
I've tried a Truly before. I think it was watermelon flavored.
Was it good?
It was okay. Yeah. It was okay. Yeah. I'm not usually a hard seltzer person, but Trulys are okay.
I grabbed this from work, from one of the events that they had, and because it's free, it's got to be good.
Wait, what flavor is it again?
It's passion fruit.
Okay, yeah. It'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you guys drinking?
Yeah, Liz, what are you drinking? I'm curious.
I have a Cutwater Tiki Rum Hurricane. I don't have
any. Oh, my gosh. Candle.
I have my fancy Tiki
Tiki
glass. Have you guys had the Cutwater drinks before?
No.
It's a brand of, like, mixed drinks, but in cans. They're really, really good. They have, like, a ton of different things to choose from, but I like the tropical ones.
Is it all rum?
No, it's, like, well, I don't actually know because it's pre-mixed in a can. But I mean, it doesn't taste like rum. You know, it tastes like pineapple or whatever. So, yeah. Tiki Rum Hurricane. I don't know
Yum.
What else is in it. I guess
it sounds very Disney, which is like fitting yeah. for you. Like Tiki Rum Hurricane. It just sounds like, cause I think it
from the
reminds
tiki
me
room.
Of the Tiki Room. Yeah. And do you guys remember Ashley Tisdale's cover of the Tiki Room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Disney used to do those musical CDs where they would have Disney Channel stars record like classic Disney songs.
Yeah.
And I remember they played the crap out of the Tiki Room like cover that Ashley Tisdale did forever on Disney Channel.
I keep seeing so many memes now about how like Ashley Tisdale was the pop star that we never like got or truly
oh my God.
Got.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I know that it is a lot of nostalgia of people loving what was like in the 2000s, but I'm like, I could not stand her pop voice, man. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I thought
I was crazy because everyone in the comments like loves her and they're like, she
it's
killed
like
it
Britney
every time.
Spears baby voice on 1,000.
Yes.
Yes.
No, so nasally.
I definitely like I thought she was so pretty and like so.
She was.
Like, loved her as Sharpay. So like I was like into her. So I definitely bought her debut album. It's not. It's not good. Like,
is that the one that He Said She Said is on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's not good.
It was called Headstrong.
Yes.
And it was not good, but it did have like some good songs on there that would have been good, like had another artist sing them.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, back in the day I was like, no, it's so good, but like it's not. It's not good.
I remember that song from the Bring It On In It to Win It, the one with Ashley Benson where they go to camp. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the Sharks versus the Jets, and then they became the Shets. It was the stupidest name ever. Anyway.
Is it Bring It On?
It was Bring It On, yes.
Okay,
it was the fourth
one,
because her sister, Ashley Tisdale's sister, was in that movie. And Ashley Tisdale, like, they used her song. And it was just, like, cringe city. Like, you know, like, all the Bring It Ons are pretty cringy when they start dancing and trying to, like, crump like they did in the third movie, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. It was not. Okay.
The last Bring It On I saw was the one with Hayden Panettiere, and it was
That's
awful.
The one.
Oh, is that
That's
the one?
That's the one. Yes, okay, the crumping one.
Yeah, I don't remember Ashley Tisdale being in it. Or no, it was her sister, you said. Okay.
No, sorry. The one that they're in is the fourth one. But the crumping was the third one with Hayden Panettiere. Okay. I love that movie so much. I watched it so many times. I got my belly button pierced after watching all the Bring It On movies, because they cheerleaders just look so fun with their little outfits, and all of them have their belly buttons pierced.
That is so funny.
But we did not have a cheerleading like team on our school, because our school was just so bad at like any sport.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, but whatever, fuck it. I gotta just go.
I wanted my belly button pierced too, and I wanted to be a cheerleader, but I think I've told you guys before, they told us we had to run the mile, and I was like,
Oh yeah.
I just wanted to wear the outfit on game days. I wanted to hang out with my friends. I had no interest in actually being a cheerleader. Just the thought of like being a cheerleader. And I was like, I'm loud. I can't do this. And I have like no athletic ability, so it wouldn't have worked at all.
You have rhythm, though.
Do I?
You can sing. You did musical theater.
Yeah.
Well, you did say you didn't like the dance part.
No, and I literally would cry at dance rehearsals. I hated it so bad. And I've always been awkward with my body, and I'm always like, when I have kids, I'm putting them immediately in dance, because I just didn't know what to do with myself. And I was like, my family was religious, so we like didn't do that. And like, I don't know. Like, it was awful. But I am drinking Chardonnay, if anybody cares.
Oh my god.
And it's boxed wine, you guys.
Boxed wine is good.
I am bougie.
Big boxed wine, but I've never seen it in such a small container.
So yeah, this is black box Chardonnay from Australia. Yeah.
Those are really good to sneak into the movie theater. That's what I was gonna say. You can put those in your backpack or your purse and then just bust it out. So yeah.
Well,
god, Liz.
I forgot that we were doing drinks tonight, and so on the way over here, I was like, oh my god, I have to stop somewhere and get something, and so I stopped at Sheetz, and if you live near Pennsylvania or by Pennsylvania, you know about Sheetz. It's a gas station / food convenience. It's not like 7-Eleven, though, because everyone always compares it to that. It's way better. But Sheetz always has, like, cute little, like, boxes of wine or, like, you know, like a tall can of beer. So I was looking and I was like, well, I don't want to be so boring and get beer, so I'll get a box of wine.
That's awesome. It's like a juice box.
It's definitely like a little juice box. But yeah, I get canned wine and boxed wine like this a lot, and this has 3 glasses of wine in this little box.
Stop it. Dang. Like the alcohol content?
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, the volume.
The whole
Like
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It tells
like
you
there's a lens of 3 glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candace's going to be drunk tonight.
right. I'm not drinking this whole thing. Oh my God, no.
By the way, when we talked about this, we were like talking about mixing our own drinks and like, you know, what are we making for today? And apparently all of us bought pre-made drinks.
I know, Yeah. And the sad thing is, like, I'm just so lazy. Like, I never make my own drinks.
I know. And I feel like I never usually, like, make it at home. So, like, if I bought it, I would have to, like, keep drinking it. And I'm lazy to, like, make it again. So, a can it is. A can it is.
Yeah. Well, one time I took a can of wine. We went axe throwing. And it was BYOB. So, I bought, like, a can of... I bought a can of wine and with me, and I didn't realize like how much wine is actually in that little can, and I was wasted. And I was like, I don't want to throw anymore. Like, I'm going to injure somebody.
Like, yeah, I don't understand how that's like allowed. Like, yeah, there's alcohol.
It's so dangerous.
Totally.
It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous.
But it's like such a big part of axe throwing.
Right.
You know, well, like the fun of axe throwing.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been axe throwing? It's really fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you get the hang of it, I feel like I'm like Buffy, you know, like I'm just like, I have so much fun. Like my 8th grade girl dreams of being Buffy the Vampire Slayer comes out and I'm just like, I'm so into it. Killing vampires with my axe, you know, I love it.
The only time I tried axe throwing was at Dave and Buster's, and it wasn't real axe throwing. It was like fake axes, and I was really bad at it.
Wait, what do you mean fake axes?
Well, it was like a whole setup, but it was like a game. It was like a video game. And so like the axes were not real axes. They were just like looked like axes and were heavy. And so you still had to like throw it and make it land on the thing. And I was like, oh, I got this. And then I was really, really bad. And I did not like it.
I like it a lot. I think it's really fun. But again, I don't know if I would drink every time because I was really surprised by like, how drunk I got off of that tiny can. And then also just like, that is a weapon.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know?
And they're like, you can't wear open-toed shoes. And like, they go over all the safety stuff with you. You have to sign a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big deal.
But you have an axe, but you can still drink. Everyone's around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised we haven't heard of more, like, axe-throwing disasters. Because we hear about, like, gender reveal party disasters all the time. with the cannons and stuff.
Yes. Oh, did you guys watch that boxing one recently that was on social media?
No.
Like, this guy made this woman hold, like, boxing gloves, and he basically, like, punched the gloves to like reveal the color or whatever, but he was so aggressive about it. It was very uncomfortable. It was not good in the comments.
I just watched I like medical dramas, even though I work in the medical field. I know, super weird, but I watch this show called The Resident. And for any Gilmore Girls fans, it has Logan Huntsberger in it. And he's so attractive. And and the girl from Revenge, if anybody watched that show. And anyway, there was an episode where they were at a gender reveal party and the cannon, they had a huge cannon to do it because they were like really rich and it backfired. And the guy almost like died because it like backfired on him. And they had to like rush him to the hospital or whatever. But yeah.
That's intense. A cannon.
Like a whole actual cannon. I was like, okay, this is.
Wow.
It's a little much, but.
Yeah, little bit. So one of our listeners sent us a message on IG. This is from L. Lassie, and she asked us to watch a Laguna Beach Season 2 trailer that she found on YouTube. We'll link it, by the way, in our post or story so that you guys can watch it there, too, because it's pretty interesting. It's about 2 minutes, and we gave it a watch. What did you guys think about it?
It was so weird.
It was a very weird vibe.
Yeah. In her post, she was like, this is the weirdest thing ever. They're talking about boys that like we never see. And like, it totally is very odd. We totally see boys that we don't even know their names.
Yeah, there's something. I was like, who is that?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they posted it before they knew what the season was going to be, which just speaks to the fact that life just happens. And they, like, I, you know, they caught the Jessica, Jason, Alex drama, Lauren drama as it was unfolding. They didn't know that was going to happen. So they probably put this together thinking that, like, that was going to be the season. And then all the
That's
other
true.
Drama
and then everything else happened.
Yeah.
That's true. Because a lot of it was, like, winter formal. And they talked about Mammoth in this trailer.
Yes.
But, like, it's really funny because most of the trailer, so it's narrated by Kristen in the very beginning. And then the last half is basically all Casey. Who ended up being like barely in the actual like Laguna Beach season 2 show, and like it even had a snippet of Casey being like, Talon's cute, so like was she in the mix with Talon too? Like what happened there, you know?
And Casey was such a bigger deal in the trailer. Like they're like
so big,
the new girl, like she was
all the boys love her.
She's supposed to have such a much bigger role, you can totally tell. And that scene, did you guys catch it, of her just like driving in her car, like making faces at the camera? I was like, oh Casey. And Jessica and Jason are barely in it.
I didn't see Jason in it at all. Yeah.
I Jason's not in it at all. Jessica's at the very end for like a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird. I think they definitely had a whole different season in mind. And I wonder what that season would have looked like.
Yeah. And why didn't we get that Casey stuff in the deleted scenes?
I know.
I
want to
see that conversation.
And I would have liked
Talon.
To see Talon and Casey trying to hook up.
Oh my God.
He would have like hated her.
I can't. Oh my God. Casey was very flirty with the boys though.
I feel like that's her personality. You know, like she just talks in that like baby voice.
Yeah, with everybody.
And she's like such a princess that she like plays it up with the boys. But in this trailer, there was like a lot of Jeff.
So much Jeff.
And that kind of answers why like in the special features we saw him being included in that like guy's photo shoot with Steven, Trey and Talon. We were so confused why he was even there, but I guess he also was gonna be a big part of season two. Like I don't understand where he had a little thing with Alex H in the trailer, if you guys saw.
Did he?
Yeah, maybe they had like a little thing too. They did make out during winter formal, like one of those dances.
That's
but
right. Yeah.
I'm so glad we didn't get more Jeff.
Me too.
What's your beef with Jeff? His cute little baby face.
I know. I always said I loved a baby face, but maybe I don't.
I don't think you do.
No, or I would love Jeff.
Yeah, and the random cute guy that, like, we've never seen before that they show a shot of. Like, who is
that? The first one.
Yes! Who is that? Like, justice for this guy. I want to know who it is.
Is that a guy from Mammoth? Johnny from Mammoth?
Oh.
I wasn't sure, because he looked a little bit older, but he was cute. I had to rewind and watch that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
It could have been. Yeah, he was cute. I feel like I want to like ask like... somebody, I don't know, be like, I know, like, hey, Alex, I know, Liz Gately, or I don't know if any of the cast would remember,
because he might have been a guy at their school too, so who knows.
Be like, hey, watch this trailer and tell me who this guy
maybe is. Maybe we should send it to Rupert. He might know who he is.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Good if he went to their school, I bet he would.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Maybe I'll do that.
And how awkward, like, you think you're going to be on the season and then you're not at all. They completely cut you out.
It's kind of devastating.
I know.
Actually, so if I were Casey, I would be devastated. I flew schools. I made my entire family, like, move home.
I thought I was going to be the main character of Laguna Beach season 2, and they completely deleted half of my storyline.
I got my mom to put together a package for that fashion show. I didn't even get to be on the show.
The only thing people remember me for is saying that Alex M. is stinky.
And her iconic quesadilla, por favor.
Yes.
For the record, I did reach out to Casey to come on the podcast, and she never replied to us.
She's too busy with her cupcake business.
She's
guys.
Busy with Casey's yeah. cupcakes. But her life looks very Real Housewives on Instagram. I think she is just like living it up. Yeah. Her babies are like, they look like they're going to church all the time. Like they're always just so, yeah, they're always so dressed up. Like she, Casey is still living in her own little Casey world, and I love it for her.
Anything else on this topic?
No, I think we covered it, but I want to thank El Lassie for bringing that up and for listening and hanging out with us and wanting us to talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. We'll post it so all of you guys can watch it too and send us your thoughts and what you think of this trailer. Because if you didn't know any better, it looked like the Casey show.
We missed out on Laguna Beach season yes. 2, the Casey show.
Yes. Okay. So for my thing today, I'm going to go first because we're still talking about Laguna Beach. So I feel like it's very relevant. We were like, should we do a pop culture? I'm like, okay, I really still miss talking about seasons 1 and 2 of Laguna Beach because that's our favorite before we move on to season 3. So I wanted to bring on today Mary F. Kill for these ladies. So we have season 1 and 2 for the guys and the girls. We'll do the guys first. And I feel like I already know what some of your answers might be, but we'll see. Okay, so for guys of season 1, Mary F. Kill, Steven, Dieter, and Trey. And explain your answers.
Kill Steven.
I knew it.
Some people think I'm a little aggressive about my hate yeah. for Steven. But in this situation, I pick Steven for the kill, okay?
Okay, reason.
Just because he's cute, okay? I give him that. I just, you know, I'm not super into his like weird voices that he makes and stuff. And
dude, but your babies would be like tanned and hot.
Maybe like your babies would be all tan.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be super tan because
Candace is beautiful, yeah. melanin skin. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I just, yeah, Steven's not my, he was my type in high school. I loved Steven as much as the next girl. Just now he really irritates me on screen. But yeah. So, and then between the other two, like, I would definitely marry Trey because he really has it together. Yeah. He has
sure.
it together.
Okay.
You know?
No, but okay.
Okay, maybe not now, but on the show, he out of all the boys, I think he really had it together and knew where he was going in life. Mm-hmm. And I think he's really cute. And I think his, like, skateboarder thing is, like, super cute, too. And I would, I guess I'd fuck Dieter.
Wait. No, I thought you married Dieter.
No, I married Trey.
Oh, my God. Okay. Why would you marry Trey?
I told you, he's got his shit together. I like his cute skateboarder
thing. Oh, okay, sorry.
Thing.
I thought you said Dieter no. when you said that.
No.
Okay.
That I might have.
A lot.
Did I say Dieter? I meant Trey.
No, you said Trey.
Okay. Okay, because when you said skateboarding, I was like, oh, I don't get it. But okay, no. I meant her. Okay.
You just thought that I was going to pick Dieter.
Yes, I totally did. And when you said he had his shit together, I was like, wait, what? Are we watching the same TV show?
No.
Liz?
Okay, I can't say the exact same thing as Candace, so...
If it's true to you, girl, you say it.
No, I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to mix it up. So I'm still going to say kill Steven. I'm sorry. And I'm instead going to say I would fuck Trey because he's definitely more like my type. Like, I think he's the cutest. Skater boy, all the chicks, all the boxes. But I would say marry Dieter because now in real life, he's like a very successful businessman.
Is he?
Yes. He like is like a hotel owner, like big fancy hotels and
Isn't
stuff like that.
Isn't he a hotel manager?
Yeah. They just moved to New York.
Yeah.
And he's
they
like
in New York now.
He's like
yeah.
the general
what?
Man. Yeah. He's the general manager
like
of a
big
huge
deal.
Hotel. I think it's yeah. is it the W.
I think so.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Fancy.
It was all over his Instagram recently, and I was dang.
I have to look this up because I think it's some like really fancy, like big deal hotel that he's like the general manager.
It was, yeah. I was like impressed by it. Yeah,
it's a big deal. But yeah, they just moved from Arizona to Greenwich, Connecticut, I guess. But it's
I thought they were in New York.
Yeah.
Maybe the hotel is in New York.
Yeah.
It's close by, right?
Yeah.
Luxury, he says, his bio says, Papa of two, husband, and luxury hotel GM.
Well, anyways, it looks pretty awesome. And I want to, go on vacations to all these fancy hotels. So,
and you get discounts at all the chains. So,
yes.
Okay. When I was thinking about this, I definitely was thinking of them in high school or them in high school. So, I would kill Dieter. Okay. I'm sorry. He bothered me so much in this season with his comments. Kill him. I would F Trey because he is cute. I would marry Steven. I know you hate all his little meow, meow.
Oh.
Meow, come, meow, meow.
They're cute though.
Yeah, I think it's cute. And yes. I think he's a nice person. He talks forever and doesn't say anything, but I would be like Kristen on that Catalina boat, just give him a slap and be like, shut up.
You could boss him around for
sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like Adrian would definitely boss him around. And yeah. I told you, you're perfect for him because you both like to go outside and be
oh my god, that's not,
you like to go outside. It's such a rare quality.
Yeah.
He's the perfect man for you.
Wow, we all ended up with different ones.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like that. Yeah,
me too. <Nice. laughs> Okay, let's do season one girls. Lauren, Lo, and Kristen. Marry, F, kill.
I would marry Lauren always, right? And wait, say Lauren, Lo,
Kristen.
Laguna Beach, Lo, or the Hills, Lo?
Let's do Laguna Beach, Lo.
So then, in that case, I'm going to surprise everyone here. I'm going to say that I would fuck Kristen and I would kill Lo. And here's why. I will prevent Lo from becoming the monster that she is
on the hills.
And Kristen would be wild, right?
Yeah.
That would be a good time.
Yeah, that'd be a fun night, yeah. Mine are the same. I would agree with you on all three of those. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Be true to who you are.
Yes.
Okay. I would marry Lauren because, yeah, she's just the best homemaker, housewife, mom. She just has that.
She's got it all together.
Yeah. Vibe. Even back in high school. I would F Lo. Because I just think she's so cute and pretty. And I would freaking kill Kristen now to save all of us from hearing all this bullshit she puts out on her podcast. Yeah. Don't wear sunscreen.
Oh, my
gosh. Shut the hell up. Yes. I'm sorry to all the listeners if you, believe in that. Please don't. Go Google the benefits of sunscreen and what that does to you. Because, she is spreading misinformation crazy on that podcast. I can't even listen to it anymore.
Honestly...
Oh my god, you don't wear sunscreen?
No, I do. Adrian. I'm actually really bad at it. I need to get better at it because I always forget. But yeah, and PSA, Black people need sunscreen. A lot of people don't know that.
Do you burn?
No. Well, okay, yes, you can. But I don't. But yes, you can. But the problem is skin cancer.
It still damages your cells the same way for everyone else. Yeah.
So you want to be protected. Obviously, it's not as noticeable the damage when
But it can still happen.
Oh yeah. So, but no, I'm not a Kristen person, and I never have been. I don't see the appeal's not there for me. I don't know.
And I so was until we started doing this podcast.
I know.
So and then I totally changed my mind. Oh, my God.
But I will say she was the only watchable reason of the last two seasons without Lauren.
Of the Hills?
Of the Hills. Yeah.
Even she was cringe city, man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it would not have been watchable without her.
I wouldn't have watched it if she wasn't on it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I will say that she saved it, even though it was, oh my God, I just keep thinking of Enzo and Heidi and Spencer and how bad those seasons
Enzo.
Are.
So annoying, yeah.
That's going to be rough to get through, you guys.
Let's do season two. So season two, guys, Talon, Steven, and Jason. And I have to put Steven in again because he was such a big part of it.
Season two. honestly, I think kill Jason because I don't even think he would be good in bed. Like, I just...
What?
I don't even think he would be good in bed. I think he would be, like, lazy and boring.
And he wouldn't listen to your needs.
No. And he'd be like, what, baby? You know, like, and I'd be like, like, ew, just, like, yeah, not into
He'll be,
it.
Like, and done, and he falls asleep.
Yeah, he'd yes. be, like, smoking a cigarette during, like, you know? I just can't.
Like, watching the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely kill Jason, and then, God, I don't.
We're just shooting the shit here, guys. Okay, like, leave us alone.
I know, this is serious. Okay, yeah. This is just a game. don't come for me. Okay, marry Talon because he has a really sweet little family now, and I think that's cute. And I guess I would have a wild night with Steven.
Woohoo! Finally! Wow, so him next to Jason, you would go for Steven.
Yeah, he is cute.
Wow.
I just feel like Jason, like, okay, first of all, Jason's not my type at all. The facial hair, not into it. And I also just think, especially high school Jason would be so boring in bed.
Mm-hmm. Liz?
I would also kill Jason. I feel like he would just be gross. and then I would say fuck Talon and marry Steven. Because I don't think I could marry Talon.
How come?
I don't know. He's too much of a drama queen for me. Too much
he
like
is a drama queen.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be married to drama.
That yeah. is so and true.
I'm sure he's not like that now. Maybe. We don't know. But yeah. I feel like Steven would at least be more, like, normal to be yeah. married to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hi, Liz. Good morning.
He would call me a hottie with a body, so.
Yeah, I'm exactly. cool.
Put that bagel in my mouth.
And mine's the same as Liz. I would kill Jason just because I feel like he's so intimidating. I wouldn't yeah. even know what to do with him. And actually, I'm really on the fence about marrying Talon. I would marry Talon if he could stay in that like obsessed phase of like liking a girl. But because yeah. he jumps so quickly from girl to girl, I can't rely on that. So because of that, yeah. I'm going to marry Steven.
That's a good reason too. Or Talon might be too overbearing, like too like, I love you like so much that it gets annoying.
I told you guys before, I just like want that so much. I don't care. Cater to me, like make me barbecue every single night, pick me up everywhere. Take me.
Make me barbecue every night. Yeah. Make me shrimp cocktails.
Yeah. Okay, for the girls, because there were so many like main characters in season 3, I only wanted to narrow it down to 3. So I'm gonna go Jessica, Alex M, or Casey.
Go kill Casey. I would F Alex M. And I'd marry Jessica.
I expected nothing less.
Because you're the same person.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're the same person. We'd have a really good time together, you know, for life.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And we understand each other really well. And she's freaking gorgeous, okay? Mm-hmm. And I recently saw, she posted a picture with her mom on Instagram and her kids. And she looks exactly like her mom. And she also doesn't age. So cool, you know. Yeah. And Alex M would be a wild night for sure. You know, mm-hmm. I just feel that in my soul.
Yes.
And Casey just needs to be in her own little Casey world.
I think I would say the same thing as you. Yeah, I would kill Casey, fuck Alex M, and marry Jessica. I feel like Jessica would be the most easy to be married to as far as like...
She's like a homemaker.
Yeah, having kids and just like...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah. Hanging out and watching TV at night and not feeling like you have to
be going out all the time and stuff like that. Not saying that Alex M is like that, but I feel like she'd be more like that than Jessica, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so I would F Alex M for all the reasons that you guys said already. And I so don't want to do this, but I'm going to kill Jessica and I'm going to marry Casey.
What? Because,
dude, look at Casey's house.
I know.
That's, look
I
at
know.
Her lifestyle.
Yeah, look at her life. Yeah.
I can have Imelda make me un quesadilla, por favor.
That's so okay. smart. Oh my gosh.
You're right.
Like, you're so right. Annoyingness.
I will marry her and get rich. So
you're
I'm
so
doing
right.
It.
Yeah. We did it the right way. We
That's
did it
way
the wrong
smarter
way.
Than us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill Jessica, but I have to.
We were going off like personalities.
I know.
You were like, where is the money? I love
it. I can live a happy life doing other things while having money. Okay.
Oh my God. That was super fun. I really
fun.
Enjoyed that.
Yay. Okay. Let us know, you guys, what your picks are too and what your reasons, because this was so fun.
Yes.
And we'll do it for season 3 as well at the end of the season.
I feel like we're having like a sleepover. This is so.
I know.
It's
so cute.
Okay. Who's got the next one?
All right. Can we talk about freaking Gypsy Rose?
Oh.
Yes.
Probably by the time this airs, more will have happened, and I like can't wait. But it is so dramatic. Like, her life has been dramatic since day one. Like, this girl does not stop the drama. It just keeps coming. So Gypsy Rose is 11 weeks pregnant.
Oh my God.
And she left her husband Ryan in April and got back together with her ex fiance Ken,
who she met in jail,
who she also met in jail. Yes.
Oh my. Okay. Who are, like,
how?
I don't get it.
It's a phenomenon. There are like people who write people in jail like all the
this
time.
This is a TLC show.
Yeah,
by the way.
That show. Yes. Yeah,
I yes. watched an episode or two of it.
Love After Lockup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a really good show.
There are people who write to like serial killers and want to mm-hmm. like marry them. Like Chris Watts.
Yeah.
Women love him. And I'm like, he literally murdered his wife and 2 daughters.
Yeah. But they're like, we know you didn't do it. And yeah. There's like a lady who like wrote a book of like the letters between the 2 of them. Yeah. It's
insane.
It's a lot.
But yeah. So she met these guys in prison and somehow hooked them to be her fiance. And then Ken left her. Okay. So I've been watching her reality show a little bit. I have. I will admit to it. And on the reality show, Ken tells her that he left because he thought that she needed to like experience life outside of jail.
Wait, but when did they break up? Like just before she got out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she got with Ryan. That's and they were stupid. Together for like, it was like 2 years. It was a long time. Like it wasn't that long, but it was a long time. I think it was like 2 years that she still had left on her sentence.
Oh, okay. So not right before.
Okay.
So when she got out. Yeah.
Yes. And he felt like she needed to whatever. And in her reality show, she's like crying and saying how much she loved him and she would have done anything for him. And like basically that she never got over him. Right. And then just jumped mm-hmm. into this relationship with Ryan who, okay. Ryan seems weird at times, but overall he seems like a nice guy and he's just like not conventionally attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Ken is technically conventionally attractive. He's not.
Yeah, me too.
He's not ugly. Like he's very like he's a good looking guy.
I didn't think Ryan was like ugly either. No, oh, okay, fine. Ken is like.
Yeah, he's not bad looking.
No, he's not.
He's not like a a boy band member, but he's he's okay.
Yeah.
And in comparison to Ryan, I think that the attractive. For her was a big deal. I think she just didn't want to be alone and she was like
totally.
I'm gonna jump into this relationship with this other person, and Ryan unfortunately was very in love with her and she was still in love with her ex. She was still texting him, her family was still in contact with him. Like it was just not a good situation. And to her credit, she tried to be very open with Ryan and was like, I have 2 men in my heart and he's in there. And I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And, eventually she left him for her ex. And now she's pregnant.
That is crazy.
I know.
So do we know who, or does she not know who the father is?
So
then,
she
or?
Just today,
she
like,
said it's Ken.
Clarified and yeah. put like a timeline. Okay.
But she is like, she positive about
she's
that?
Like, I left. She actually said that she left Ryan like April 17th and then made love with Ken April 19th, 18th, 20th, and 21st. Like, she put the dates. And then she was like, and I conceived May 4th or something like that.
No!
And then, yeah. Yeah.
We don't need to know that.
I know.
The conception date.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically she fully just like outed herself in like her conception, which is like crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's 11 weeks, so everybody's doing the math on TikTok, you know, because it's just like we're of trying course. To figure it out. But here's the thing. In the state she lives in, technically, because they're still married, Ryan's the dad.
My God.
Until he like signs away like his like rights or whatever. And he could be a total dick and not do it.
Wow.
That's so annoying.
I know.
What state is she in?
Is it Virginia?
Okay, because that's a crazy law.
Yeah.
Man.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy. I also think it's like, so she did an interview like today where they asked her like, what's she going to tell her child about grandma? And she was
oh,
like,
oh no.
Yeah. And she was like, well, I've been thinking about this a lot. And I think that like me and Ken will just sit her down and tell her the truth one day. And I'm like,
or, gosh. Yeah. You just say nothing until
yeah,
she asks.
And, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
And yeah. Then, but like, it is the right way to do it.
No, like she has to tell her, yeah.
Yeah.
But also this kid is going to grow up with like the media in her face all the time. Which
yeah,
is so
this kid is already
going to
have
she's gonna be
a lot of attention.
Messed up. Yeah.
She said she 100% does not want her child in the media at all.
I don't believe that.
They asked her if that she would continue a reality show because right now it's Gypsy Rose like after lockup or whatever. And so obviously that's not going to last forever. They asked her if she would do like a, you know, a family reality TV show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't know. It could possibly be in the cards, but my child will not ever be on TV.
Well, she says that now, but then when they are like, we'll give you this much money
I
to
know.
Do it.
Yeah.
When she doesn't have anything else coming in.
I can't
in,
wait
we'll
for
see.
The People magazine photo shoot.
Yeah. I mean, you know that that's going to happen. She yeah. can talk a big game now, but I call bullshit on that.
I want her to take a paternity test and post it online because
yes.
I feel like she will, you know.
Bring like Maury back, like do
yes.
an episode.
Oh my
Maury.
God, that would be so good.
With, like, the lie detector guy with the, like, you know.
Put
you
Ryan
are
on.
The father.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's just so wild. Like I did not expect. When she got out, I didn't expect any of this. I was like, people are mm-mm. treating her like a celebrity. It is wild.
It's weird. Yeah.
She actually is a murderer. Like, fully, like, and I know that there's two camps, right? There's the people who are like, she had no choice. She's not a murderer. She didn't actually do anything. And there's people who are like, it's premeditated murder. Yeah. I am in the premeditated murder camp. I think that
mm-hmm.
it was planned. And regardless of if she actually did the
killing
murdering like it's
complicated.
Yeah Okay, I definitely didn't expect her to be in our news segments so much,
so often,
but she's
yeah.
just been giving us so much since she's left jail, and like she's just been on TikTok everywhere, like talking about her sex life, like the D is fire. Like I'm like, sometimes I'll catch myself saying that and just laughing, and I'm like, oh God.
You know. Oh, and my favorite thing ever right now is that people. You guys, have you seen that video of her saying like, "Honey, my man wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole."
Yes. Yeah.
It is my absolute favorite thing on planet Earth, and the fact that there's like a TikTok remix, oh my god, it is so funny. And it's like, my man wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. It's like, it is hysterical. And last time I checked, you didn't have a man. And it's fucking Gypsy Rose with her little like Minnie Mouse voice. Like, I can't. It's so funny.
Who is she like saying that to?
I don't even know. Some okay. like influencer that like doesn't like her, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's
so funny.
My man wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Should I make that the opening song for this?
Yes. Oh my god. Yes, I would die. It's so funny.
That would be amazing.
That's my spiel on Gypsy Rose. I don't know. What do you guys think about Gypsy? Tell us in the comments and email us and let us know, because I'm so curious as what everybody's opinion is on her and her pregnancy. And if by the time this airs, some more stuff is going on, write us about that, because I live for this stuff.
Okay, Liz, what you got?
Well, I don't have a pop culture, but... Kyle and I have been going down like a rabbit hole of the streaming app Tubi, T-U-B-I, and it's totally free. And it's just like a really weird app because it has like such a mishmash of shows and movies that like some are really good and then some are really strange. Like, gosh, one of the first things like we watched on it was this movie called Zombies, and it was about zoo animals like, turning into zombies. So it's like that. Like there's like weird stuff like that out there. There's also a Zombies 2, so they made a sequel.
Oh my god.
I know. And so we we recently were going through the reality shows that were on there. Because there are so many that I feel like tried to become a thing and they were never seen by anyone, or maybe they got like one season on like TLC or something, and then they're just like all stuck in this like weird like purgatory of like reality shows. It's what it feels like. So do you guys have Tubi app? Have you like
I've heard of it, but I don't have it.
I've watched like some random like Lifetime movies on there and stuff, because I am like a weird person. I love watching those terrible Lifetime movies.
Me too.
I love those movies.
I love it.
Yes.
And oh my gosh. I also will go on Amazon and watch the like terrible B horror movies that are like awful.
Name
I love stuff like that.
Okay.
Let me just ask you guys, have you watched It Follows?
Yes.
No, but I've heard that it's like a good one to watch.
I love that movie. Yeah.
Okay. My friends love it and they made me watch it and I was like, okay.
Did you not like it?
I did not like it.
Okay.
But it is, it fits perfectly in that like B horror, like bad movie, but you just have to watch it kind of movie. Yeah. So like, I appreciate it for being in that genre, but I didn't like that one, but that's a very popular one.
That one got in my head, man. That movie messed me up for a few days afterwards, because I was like, any like random person walking towards me, I'm like, oh my god, they're like coming for me. So,
the last like B movie like that I watched, it was on Amazon and I forget what it was called, but they get stuck on a ski lift on like a weekend. And it was like way better than I thought it was gonna be. Like Jasmine and I were like, oh my god, like this is actually pretty good. Like there were like wolves that came out at one point, and like one of them one of them jumped and like terribly like broke his leg, and like the wolves ate him. Like it was crazy, right?
I need to watch that.
Yeah,
really good CGI.
It's on Amazon Prime. I can't remember what it's called for the life of me, but if you search like stuck on a ski lift, I'm sure it's like the first thing that comes up like on Google.
Wait, I got it. Is it called Frozen?
Yes.
I literally put stuck on a ski lift movie.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay.
It's very good. You guys have to, like, it's not.
I will watch it after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Same.
When you guys watch, you have to text me, because, like, me and Jasmine were legit like, wow, this is, like, better than we thought it was going to be. And, like, the weirdest shit happens, right? Like, wolves come out, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you know?
Ooh, and I see Sean Ashmore and Aaron Ashmore are on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know who they are?
I don't.
They're like,
I don't
know. They're like, to me, they're like Canadian teen royalty. Like Sean Ashmore was on like all these like teen shows, and he's now on some like adult shows, but they always cast him. And they're actually twins, Sean and Aaron. They look exactly the same. I don't know if they played twins in the show or what they were, but like you guys would recognize them, I think, if you saw them.
Yeah, I recognize this guy.
They're so cute.
Yes. Yeah. I know who they are.
I love them.
I'm like so excited for you guys to watch this movie.
This is going
to
be a great movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Frozen on Amazon Prime if anybody wants to watch.
Okay. So I wrote down some of the names of the weird reality shows on Tubi, and like it might be a fun idea at some point for us to watch like one of these weird, just one episode of one of these weird shows, because like they're weird. Okay, so the first one was called, this one isn't too weird, it's just more like gross, but it's called Another Dirty Room. And it was these three guys who go around to hotel rooms and they like lift up the mattress and look under the pillowcases. Ugh. But they're not going to like Holiday Inns, they're going to like dinky motels that like look like they would be gross and dirty. So I'm like, yeah, what do you expect? But also it was filmed with like, it almost feels like you're watching like their home movies, like they're doing it themselves with like their own video camera. It feels like it meant to be like a YouTube series. We watched a couple episodes of it, and so it was but like they find like bed bugs and, you know, they do like the UV light and all the gross stuff, yeah, on the walls, like,
but you expect it from those places.
Exactly. But it was still like, ew, my gosh, like why are people paying money to stay at these places?
I love stuff like that. Like I love kitchen nightmares and stuff.
Do you guys check your like hotel bedrooms when you go in, like for bed bugs?
I don't usually do that. I should.
Kelsey and I stayed at a really crappy hotel in like Disneyland, because it was just really cheap. And we walked in, I put my stuff down, I went into the bathroom, and I saw a roach.
Oh, I would have left immediately.
And it crawled into the bathroom wall.
Oh. No.
And disappeared.
What hotel was it? Do you remember? Because I know, like, all those hotels on
it was Blastem. Blastem.
Yeah. I know. It had a shuttle and everything, and I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, okay, so we were only staying there one night, because that was, like, our crazy drive 6 hours trip.
Right.
And we literally were so tired because we'd been up all night, and I was like, oh, my God, don't say anything. Just fall asleep. And, like, that's literally what we did. Like, we just fell asleep, and then in the morning I told Kelsey, and she was like, I'm so glad you didn't tell me, because I would have made us leave.
I would have left.
I was like, what were we going to do? Get a random new hotel in the middle of the night? Like,
or sleep in the car. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were so exhausted. It was like, we literally were up since midnight the night before and went all day at Disneyland. Like, I was like, I can't even deal with this right now. But yeah, and the fact that it disappeared into the bathroom wall, know that place had actual roaches, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That place was probably infested, but I was like, it's one night and then we're leaving. And as soon as we got home, I went through all of our stuff and immediately washed everything.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we didn't bring anything home with us. Everything is fine. But yeah, I was like, just one of those moments where you're like, oh my God, there's nothing I can do about it right now. Kelsey was, but I knew if I had told her, she would have been like, no, we're going somewhere. And I'd have been like, I literally can't keep my eyes open.
Oy. Okay, so another one of the shows was called Dracula Escape the Castle. And it was like an escape room sort of game, but in this big scary castle. And they would bring like groups of, there was like a group of two girls who were best friends and a group of two guys who were friends. And they each had to do like the same challenges. And they were like escape room type things, but in Dracula's castle. And the host was the funniest part, because he took himself like really, really seriously, and he was like really intense. And like every time they would cut to him, at one point he like had a crow on his shoulder, and then in another part he was like holding a black cat. And whenever like he wanted something to happen, he would snap his fingers, and so he'd be like, and then like people would like show up or something. It was so insane. But the challenge is like the games were like so bad that the people didn't know how to win them. And so like they're like in this room trying to figure out like this puzzle, and they're like, oh, maybe this shadow on the wall means this and we should follow this. And like the shadow meant absolutely nothing.
Oh,
and like
no.
Half the time they didn't even finish the challenges.
Oh my God.
And then the prize was like $200. It was like so cheap that we were like, why is anyone even doing this? It was so, oh yeah, we watched one episode of that one too, and it was so ridiculous.
Where was it? In the States?
I don't think it was in the States, because they all had accents. I didn't catch where exactly it was, but it was like in a huge castle somewhere. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really cool concept. I would love to do it.
They could have done it a lot better. It seemed like it could be really fun, but they just like did a really bad job at doing the puzzles and stuff. Another one was called Trolls Were Coming to Get You. And I wrote down the description for this one was, expert team of troll trackers who boldly go after social media cyberbullies and have them meet face to face with their victims. And so we watched like half an episode of this one, and it literally was that. It was like people who were like, I'm getting bullied by all these people online. And the host is like, we're going to find them and we're going to confront them for you, like these trolls. And it was just, it felt like it wanted to be Catfish, but in a more aggressive way. And we like fast forwarded to the end of the episode because it was so boring. And then at the end, like they finally confronted the troll. And of course, the troll person just like ran off into their house. And because they're like, why are you doing this? We know who you are. And the troll's just like, I'm not talking to you guys. So I can see why that one also failed. And then the last one was, I know I mentioned this one to you guys already, but Paranormal Cops. So it was all these cops who, like, by day, they're Chicago Police Department, but by night, they're paranormal investigators. And they're, like, all, like, tough guys, like, smoking cigars. And they're, like, very, like, trying to be, like, Zach Baggins of, like, intimidating the ghosts of, like, we know you're down here. Why don't you come out and say something, you know?
It's giving Demi Lovato singing to spirits. Did you guys ever watch that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we had a really good time watching that one. I love those ghost shows like that, that are like.
Oh, so it was good.
Well, it wasn't good. It was good to make fun of, I guess I should say. Because like they did the whole like spirit box thing and they're like, you know, it's saying this one word. And we're like, is it really saying anything? Or is that just like, you know what I mean? Like, it was so ridiculous. So we should check one of those out. Because Tubi also has like My Fair Brady on it and stuff. Did you guys watch that show?
Yes. That was Adrian Curry and her relationship with Christopher.
Yeah, he was Peter from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Chris Knight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Flavor Flav, that show is on there, and Rock of Love, like all the shows are on Tubi. So that's something we can use
in the middle of our like hills.
Yeah.
Because it's gonna be so freaking long,
like a palate cleanser of just like a random thing to watch one day. Yeah,
for sure. Yes. Oh my gosh, you guys, this was super fun.
I know.
I'm glad that we had a little sleepover.
We should do this in the midst of our, I don't know, like, if it'll fit in our, like, regular season, whatever, but it's nice to just come on here and talk about
random stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Shit. And, yeah, you guys need to tell me where we should go in Laguna, because, like, we're officially doing that in a few weeks. Woo-hoo! So.
Oh my god, take lots of pictures, post it on our Insta.
Yeah, we're going to do some videos and stuff like that. Like we booked a hotel and everything like in the city. So
the
I'm going to
Rosarita Beach Hotel.
No.
Surf and Sand? Man,
I wanted to say a Surf and Sand so bad, but it's like $800 a night. It's like insanely expensive. So if all three of us wanted to do that,
I know.
We could, yeah.
We could have our own black and white party.
That's the goal.
Oh my god, yes.
We have to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's cute. Okay, wait. If there's one spot that like we remember from the show that we want you to go like go to, where would it be?
Well, I'm going to find where, what was the restaurant they always eat at? Pomodoro's, yeah.
Yes.
So Pomodoro's isn't there anymore, but it is a different Italian restaurant now. Hmm. So I definitely want to go there. And then I want to go to the like hiking trail that like Lauren and Dieter were on and those like deleted scenes and
with
stuff.
The dog.
Like they did a lot of stuff from there.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go to, where did Steven work at?
Oh, yeah. Surf and Sport. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll definitely go there. And that's where I thought it'd be fun. I'm going to try to buy, like, if they have, like, magnets or something. And then we can do, like, a giveaway.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
That'd be cool.
Keep your eyes peeled for anyone else that's, like, still there. Because I feel, I don't know how big of a town it is, but, like, maybe
Brianna
they're just, like, around.
Conrad is still there.
The one place I want, I like, always think about is Thalia Street.
Yeah.
Just because the name is so pretty and it's like so iconic, I feel like
you've
got to go there.
And the coffee clutch, you got to go there.
You have to pose on the beach really dramatically and like turn your head, and then we'll make an edit of you.
Yes.
The theme song.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That should be the,
totally
if you guys are doing
that.
A video,
yeah.
That should be the,
should be
you
the
and Kyle.
Yes.
You each do a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we totally will. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm super jealous. That sounds awesome.
We got a little boutique hotel that is like, has like its own little walkway down to the beach. So I'm excited for that because there aren't very many hotels like in the actual city. So
yeah, it's pretty small, yeah. Isn't it?
It's very tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure creepily enough, you could probably find some of their addresses or like old homes.
Yeah.
So if you like drive past like Lauren Conrad's old home, that would be freaking cool.
Well, I looked into that and her community is like gated, so we can't get into the actual street. But I found someone's like blog from like 15 years ago who like posted like that they tried to do that and they put the street names to go to where you can like see her house from the hill or like, you know, from the ground.
That's awesome.
There it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I'll try to find that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And the high school.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the high school. Yeah,
are you guys literally going just because of like Laguna Beach?
Kind of, yeah.
That's
well,
so exciting.
We're gonna be at a convention in Long Beach that weekend, that Friday in 2 weeks, that Friday and Saturday. And so then we always try to do like a little trip around our anniversary. Our anniversary is August 4th, and so it's like a few days before
aww.
That. And so we were like, well, what could we do around Long Beach? And so it's literally like a 20-minute drive from Long Beach. So we were like, let's just do it and make a whole like thing of it. So
totally.
And I've always wanted to do that anyways, like go, you know, find all the spots and stuff. So, and also when we're in Long Beach, we're going to a horror convention. And again, all the hotels in Long Beach are like so expensive. And so we're going to stay on the Queen Mary, the boat, the big ship that was like
that's awesome.
The sister Titanic.
That's
and
awesome.
It's haunted. It's like a supposedly haunted
ooh,
ship. So
that is awesome.
I'm like, excited.
I'm scared for you.
Really nervous at the same time. I know. We were trying to figure out, I'm like, we should like find a way to set up like a camera or something to like film our room while we're asleep to see if anything
oh my
spooky
God.
Happens. But
that's so
I don't
awesome.
Know.
And tell like when you go in there, I feel like when you go to certain places, you get that vibe. Like
yes.
like it being
yeah.
like a little haunted. So like tell me if you feel that when you're in there. Cause like
it will.
Maybe it's your
yeah.
room or your like your bathroom or something that has that.
Yeah.
I feel that at certain like old hotels.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And yeah, because all the rooms, like the room we're staying in is gonna be like an original room of like when it was an active ship sailing. You know, it's like they haven't really changed it. They've just like kept it updated, I guess. So I'm excited and scared.
I stayed at like a really old hotel in Seattle one time and all night I kept hearing construction noise. So like mm-hmm. lots of drilling, lots of construction. And I was like, why is it so noisy all night? And then the next day when I told my boyfriend, he's like, I didn't hear anything. He's like, it was
oh my
just
gosh.
Quiet. And I definitely like, and then he, after we left, he's like, I didn't want to tell you because I know you're scared. He's like, but this is known as like a haunted hotel. I'm
oh
like, I'm
gosh.
Going to kill you. We did hotwire and we got in that hotel. So we didn't have a choice.
Oh
and
God.
I was like, and anytime I like walk into a hotel and I feel it, I don't
mm-hmm.
look it up because I don't want to scare myself, but I'll look it
right.
up after we leave. I felt another one in Portland one time and like it did say that too. So I was
oh,
like,
that's crazy.
Oh my God.
yeah.
I'm scared.
I know. A part of me is like, oh, I hope something weird happens. And then also I'm like, well, then I'm just going to run out of the room. Like, we have to go. Something weird.
You don't
you know.
Really hope that something weird happens.
I hope like something falls, you know, like nothing
yeah.
bad.
Or like maybe like the faucet will turn itself on or something weird like that.
The light
I could
will
deal
turn
with
on.
That.
You guys,
yeah.
that shit is way scarier when it actually happens to you than you guys
I know.
Think. Like
no,
I know.
But it's better than like you getting possessed by a demon.
Or
you know?
Like a shadow man standing at the
yeah.
end of my bed or something.
I don't want
yeah.
any of it to happen, you know? Like I'm just I'm not no.
I don't know. I love that stuff. I'm too curious. I'm like I wish we could do like a ghost tour while we're on the boat. Maybe.
Oh my God, braver than me.
Probably could.
So anyways, now that I'm going to have nightmares.
Sorry.
Anyways, this was so fun, you guys.
So fun.
Yes.
We should do it again.
Absolutely.
I hope all of you enjoyed listening to us today. I hope you got some sort of buzz or energy from whatever you're drinking, because I'm definitely buzzed right now. Candice, did you make it to halfway of your Chardonnay?
Actually, yes.
Woohoo!
Nice. Yeah. So you had 1.5 glasses, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and I feel good.
That's good. You'll get a good sleep.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel good. I honestly, this is like, I never drink. So honestly, I feel good.
I'm going hiking tomorrow.
With Steven?
Very a la Steven.
Adrian and Steven so. Sitting in a tree.
Hand babies. All the way. Thank you guys for listening. We miss you so much. We will see you when we come back for season 3.
August 13th.
Woo-hoo. We have a lot of good stuff for you guys. So
yes.
Watch out for us.
Stay tuned. Stay sipping.
That's all. Yeah.
That's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening to our season 2 recap of Laguna Beach. You can follow us on our Instagram at MillennialTV, that's Millennial TEAV on Instagram and on Reddit. And if you have any suggestions for our podcast, you can also send us an email at MillennialTV@gmail.com. Again, that's Millennial TEAV@gmail.com. Also, give us a follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts to get notified when we release our episodes every Tuesday.